has a... Oh, Lord, I'm loud. Can I be turned down a little bit? Not my headphones.
Headphones?
A little bit.
Oh, my gosh. Now I gotta find you.
Oh, well. No, it's a knob, but the knob has set.
Oh, so it's like one,
stuff.
Two,
oh,
three.
Oh, you just turned me down a lot.
Yeah.
Well, whoa.
I turned down the feed.
Oh, okay.
You want me to turn you up a little bit now?
Yeah, now. Okay. Hello. 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 That's good.
Hi, it's Ray from Lolita Dark. You are listening to Comic Pop Library.
To another episode of Comic Pop Rockin' in the Dirt, brought to you by Comic Pop Library. I'm Richard, along with
April,
Luis,
and today we're going to be looking at Nightclub. The EP from them is entitled Black Leather, I believe.
Black Leather Heart.
Black Leather Heart.
Yes, sir.
And I want to thank Carla McDonald of the Muse Box. She's the one that sent their EP to us to listen to. And I also have to apologize to her. This is one of two of our Rockin' in the Dirt episodes that somehow got lost. So we're having to redo them. So I apologize, Carla, and we'll get this up for you soon. And we're going to turn it over to April with Nightclub.
Yes. Nightclub is a fairly young group. It's a really young group, actually, only 3 years old. They formed in 2011 from Los Angeles, and they're actually a duo. It's Emily Cavanaugh, who does the vocals, and Mark Brooks, who produces the music. So he does
the synth
stuff you hear in there, you know, because there's not a lot else in there.
True. Yeah. It's a true synth band.
Yeah, but even though they're only three years old right now, they had their self-titled debut EP, Nightclub, obviously, and that came out in 2012, and that same year they had a radio debut on DJ Rodney, Bingenheimer's.
Bingenheimer Smith?
That's what I thought of, too.
Sorry.
When I read it, that's what it says. It's probably not right, but that's how I'm reading it. Bingenheimer's show on the radio called Rodney on the Rock, and I'm guessing it's a California
probably
deal somewhere.
I think that's where they're out of is California. So
they're from Los Angeles.
Okay, yes. Probably California then.
I could be wrong. You know, we'd never heard of him, but that's not saying a lot. And also they had a second EP come out that was in this last year, 2013. That's called Love Casualty, you know, and if you can't tell from their names of their EPs, you know, Love Casualty, Nightclub, obviously, they have a bit of a darker, I don't know if it would be a sound, a darker pop sound, but a darker message in general, I guess.
And the one video I've seen of it, they are trying to be a, like you say, kind of a darker band, or trying to put that image forth. And
yeah, which is interesting, because they wanted to, when they first started this project, they wanted a light pop feeling, like a Britney Spears, Christina Aguilera, you know.
Oh, really?
But kind of like a bubble pop.
I didn't get that, though. I didn't get that from them.
And, well, yeah, it says as they kept going through it, it just naturally went to the darker side of things. Yeah. Which is funny, because right now we're literally all holding little toy M&M
lightsabers
that glow.
But the thing is, April and me are the only ones in the dark side.
Yes.
Of course, I got to be the hero.
Nah. But,
yeah, what I've heard of theirs, they are darker. What I've seen, the one video I have seen, which is for Not in Need You Tonight, they have a grittier feel to the video. She's not a glamour person where she's going out on the town and stuff. She's like almost, you know, she's in the seedy hotel. She's like, she just woke up from a night of
like just a druggie,
just partying
almost
all night
a
long.
Druggie partying all night long. She's had a night out. She's of
the
fun and,
other side of the glamour, that the side you don't you see, like the aftermath. So, like, oh god,
like you said, somewhere they transition.
Yeah,
to
I guess. And it does say Emily, on her own part, dealt with her dad dying at a rather untimely time. You know, he was.
Maybe that
a little
might have
sudden.
Something to do with it, maybe?
Yeah, and also, okay. You know, Mark had his own stuff going on for him, so I guess that would definitely be where, I guess, some of it just naturally flowed from.
True.
But that hasn't stopped their success. I mean, they've been featured in a lot of shows, which include MTV's Awkward and Jersey Shore, which Jersey Shore isn't on now, obviously, but that was big
back in the
when
day.
It was. Right. Yeah, back in the day.
Golly, that's hard
like
to
a
say.
Year too.
Wow, that's strange. I bet you it's been longer because our time schedules are warped.
Maybe.
I thought my cousin was 2 and she's actually 6.
Well,
so,
time goes really fast then because I
yeah. And Awkward is it's
I don't
still
know if it's still on.
It's
or not,
either ongoing or has recently. Ended. I mean, I don't watch it personally,
I don't watch TV. So
but it's really, really successful too. And also, Style Network's XOXO Betsy Johnson.
Don't know
has
that
featured
one.
It, and I don't have Style Network. Yeah, but along with the TV shows, Comedy Central is coming out in 2015 with a new series. It's an animated series called Moonbeam City that kind of has an Archer-esque feel to it. If you ever watch. FX.
It definitely does.
On Archer.
I did see a little bit of the preview when you're watching it. It looked
yeah.
a little. The art style, I guess, yeah, kind of like Archer realistic, but like the colors I kind of saw were more like kind of like what I was saying, like the mood of the music is 80s. It kind of felt like that because the clothes are.
I think it has a darker feel to it than Archer.
And this
color-wise.
One,
yeah,
well, it's
sure.
about the Vice Squad.
So yeah, see Vice, kind of like you know the 80s and
yeah.
Miami right. Vice kind of.
The animation for it is inspired by Patrick Nagel's artwork, because back then he did a lot of artwork that was really similar to that, so
yeah.
that's their inspiration.
Yeah, well...
And that features Dazzle Novaks, played by Rob Lowe.
Okay. I'm not going to get that, Dad.
Rob Lowe?
I'm not that old.
He's done some other things. He is getting up there in age like I am, but yeah.
It's yeah, like, but anyways, yeah, Nightclub's doing the whole soundtrack
for the show
for that right? show yeah for, and it's for that throughout the whole series right. not just like an episode or two
there you go
it's the whole entire one
and if it hits that'll be a nice little
it'd be good
feather
for them.
In their hat so
and that's all the business you
all
know
business.
Let's we can talk about the actual EP now did you mention it was Camouflage that we played
no I did not
at the intro was Camouflage yeah
Andrew was
okay.
Camouflage. To me, just their band name reflects their style.
Yeah, okay. I see them at a gritty nightclub.
Nightclub, they would be heard at a nightclub.
Mm-hmm. See, I'll probably go from my notes. You know, I say it's very techno. It's kind of dance, kind of dance music
yeah.
a little bit.
Yeah.
Typical echo voice, you know, that you would hear.
Mm-hmm.
Soft kind of reminds me a little bit of what is that band called? Deaf Punk.
Daft Punk. Yeah,
kind of reminds
see
me a little bit of that.
Yeah, I think that the edges of their music is a bit rounded,
mm-hmm.
more than Daft Punk. It has a softer, round quality
just,
to
like
it.
Like I said, like a little bit of it. Just
like if when okay, I'm going to get to all sorts of retarded ways to describe music here.
That's
if
fine.
Daft Punk is a triangle,
mm-hmm.
Nightclub is a circle.
Okay.
Because I guess Daft Punk has more sharper edges.
Daft Punk has sharp edges to its music. It's
and this
crisp.
Yeah.
okay. crisper
I can see that
side yeah. of the synth of the and, techno.
And that's good describing, actually. I can see that.
Yeah. Well, you've got to think of the visual. Like when you listen to this, what do you see? And I see a circle.
But mommy, the triangle don't fit.
Yeah,
the
really. No.
The holocrux.
And that's where subgenres come from, Johnny.
To me, just listening to her, especially on the third song, Not in Love, because it's a slower song.
Yeah.
You definitely hear her voice very reminiscent of Britney Spears. And you kind of mentioned that, I think, already, possibly.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But it's kind of like, you know, Britney Spears with synth.
Yeah. And on the first one, that's one of the first things when she came in, I was like, whoa, Britney Spears feel all the way.
And it's not necessarily a knock.
No.
It's just that's.
It's just how she sounds, yeah. And on three, and you mention it, that one, that song, I Want to Love So Bad. I want to love you, number three. I don't write down the titles of
not
them.
Not in love.
I want to love you, not in love. I promise. Oh. But just the synth brought it down for me. And it's not, I don't
know. This one for me felt like, you know, like another club kind of, but like more like the 80s. Getting close to 90s.
Yeah, well, I don't knock synth at all. I love synth. And when it's needed, you know, mm-hmm. when it makes sense. Yeah, because sure. I love the intro of Not in Love, and it's a raw, and you know, and I'm like, all right, it's a slow song. It's a feel song. You get feels from this. And her voice when she came in was, it didn't have any, like, voice changes with it, you know.
Okay,
it wasn't messed with on the soundboard, and it sounded just right with that piano, except when the piano started playing her notes for her. I don't approve of that.
See,
but
don't bother me.
I know.
I was able to enjoy the song.
But yeah, when
it kind of feels like this song is one of those where they kind of, and I haven't listened to their other EPs to know this for a fact, but it's kind of like if you're at a nightclub, you gotta throw in a slow song occasionally. To get the people
I guess like when everybody's like when
ramp it back up.
Exactly, like when everybody's just jumping around, and then have this one just to slow down a little bit.
I just
catch a breath.
I just thought when they put in the voice effects on her voice and the synth in it, I just thought it felt strange because I don't think synth should be used in a slow song. Just personally, it's never really settled with me, right?
It worked for me, but you know, different people will have different tastes.
Yeah,
For sure.
But the one that really caught my eye, and the one that Carla first sent us to listen to was Need You Tonight, and it's a cover of an NXS song.
Yeah.
And they did a decent job. I enjoyed it. She strained a little bit on Need You Tonight, the night part where it goes up a little high. Feels like she strained a little bit on that one. Whether it was intentional or not sure, but the rest of the song, you know, it was comparable to the original. They didn't really change it. Very
not
much
a whole lot.
I think they just like in, well, the
they
original
just
did
a
has
true
synth
remake
as
they just,
well.
Boom, here you go.
A little bit. It just has a bit.
Right.
It's higher than the original.
Mm-hmm. And when we listened to it, you know, it was an actual band. Synth,
yeah.
The keyboard
one, the
was just
one.
Part of the band.
So the original sounds darker a bit. And honestly, for God, I'm just gonna knock everything tonight, huh? I'm not a big fan of covers. And anywhere across the board, I hate it when I do a cover. You know, that's why I'm not that person that's going to go on YouTube and do a cover because, you know, it's not.
See, it's if like it's done thing. Good, I don't mind.
Yeah,
and
I
this
just.
This one does good. I did a good job with it.
But
there are some, I think I heard a Whitney Houston song today on the radio.
Oh, and you're just like, no.
Oh my, this does not work, but other people might like it. But
yeah.
This particular one I did like.
This particular one is okay for me. Because what I picked up on the most, which I've already talked about, because I talk about everything before we actually record, is that the song is a very sensual song. Yes, Dad. I will stab you. Chop off your hand. But it is, it's a very sensual song, you know, if you listen to the lyrics and just the overall mood of it, you know, with the kick in it, and you know, and I don't think.
Well, this is the one we saw the video of, and it's got that dirtier, grittier feel, where it's not the sensual. It's like, it's a raw or something.
Well, I just think Emily didn't. The way what I wrote down is that she's singing the notes, not the lyrics. So technically she's fine. She's on pitch. She's blah, blah, blah. But I don't think she's emoting what the lyrics are. You know, she's not being sensual with the song. So it sounds kind of disjointed to me. Okay. Where in the original, you can tell that the guy is, you know, he's singing it,
mm-hmm. Right.
You know, and that could
he
also
feels
just
it. He has the emotion.
Yeah, yeah.
Where and I don't know if that's an something they did intentionally, because like I said, with the video, because it's such a raw, it's like we said, a night out on the town, just getting up,
mm-hmm.
And the look she kind of has in the video is kind of a
void.
Yeah,
vacant.
You know, so yeah. So I don't know if that wasn't intentional throughout, you know, the video and the song,
maybe, yeah,
to tie everything together, because you know, when you're out and about and you wake up and you don't know where you're at, the person, you don't even have anybody by you, but you're in a dingy hotel, you're kind of like, oh.
yeah pretty much
it was a good night, I guess.
You hope. Hopefully nothing will come back and haunt you at the next doctor's physical.
Right.
I'd like to be like Mike? I want those friends. I want those friends that if I ever get like a tattoo, like a drunk tattoo or something, and like it's not in a spot where I can see it, you know, or like I don't know, like maybe it's like a tramp stamp or something. I want my I want those friends that don't tell you, and so they just like it? Snicker and just like, don't tell her, shut up, she'll find out. Like,
I'll never find out about it until you get older.
You know. And then your boss is like, whoa, like.
When'd you get that?
You're like, ah, what?
I don't know if your boss should be looking at that.
I'm confused.
Maybe your family.
I don't care. Maybe you got it under on the back of your arm. I don't know.
Well, you said tramp stamp.
Oh,
before,
yeah, so sorry. I was just thinking about a tattoo in general. I moved on from the tramp stamp.
Okay.
That would be a little awkward.
Their website is nightclubband.com, I believe. Was that what it was, April? I think I put it on the bottom of your page.
Oh, yeah.
Nightclub Band?
Nightclub Band, yes.
So you can go there to visit their website. Yes. Most of their music is digital. They do have on there that there is a limited hard copy of this EP, and it was $5, so it's basically a dollar. You might have to pay a little bit of shipping as well, but
it's not too much, though.
Not too much
overall.
So this is one that if libraries are interested in it, they could pick up a physical copy.
Yeah.
How long it will be available, I'm not sure. It just probably just depends on how many they have pressed and ready to go.
Yeah, well, talking about number 5.
Yes.
If I can.
Cruel Devotion.
Yeah, yeah. I love all their song titles. I think they're very poetic in how they title their stuff. You know,
how's one word poetic?
What?
How's one word poetic? Camouflage.
It just,
well, camouflage, you know.
It sounds poetic. You know, like with song titles, you know, it's a song that'll interest you. That's going to like catch you like, oh, camouflage.
Okay. Yeah, you got to. Sometimes
about?
You got to know the song.
What's that about? Or, you know, it just. Okay. Whatever.
But Cruel Devotion, go back.
Yeah, yeah. I put like, you know, cool name, cool bass. I loved it. And honestly think that Cruel Devotion is the lowest we've ever heard Emily sing on this EP. So Emily, don't be afraid to try out your lower range. Yeah. You have it, I promise. And you know, if it doesn't work, don't use it. I'm not saying, you know, go do this, but
whatever you feel comfortable
play
with
it. Yeah, see if that's a new direction. And I love the song.
We're going to the British Isles now. No. That's One Direction, I guess. Sorry.
Get it?
Cruel Devotion. I'm sorry.
No, I missed it. Explain.
I said we're going to the British Isles.
Yeah, I know.
That's One Direction, not New Direction.
I didn't get that. The British Isles.
One Direction, the band.
Did British I say Isles. One Direction?
No, it's new, but he said
I don't I'm even care anymore. I was so confused. Yeah, I was like backtracking in my like what I said that could trigger
it's not
that.
Important.
I was like,
no. Cruel Devotion.
But yeah, I loved the whole song except for when it turned from Cruel Devotion into like Creepy Devotion when she put in the lyrics. It's something about like hear me as a child or something. Won't you raise me? You know, I'm not quoting this. But I know that the gist of it is, I'm a child, will you raise me? That's creepy, okay? When I'm dancing with anybody, in general, you know, Dear Lord, Dad.
Go ahead.
Mine opens.
Yeah, it's not that hard. Mine's already breaking off.
Dad can't open the bottom of his lightsaber to get to the M&Ms.
Sorry. Go on.
No, but yeah. I mean, when I'm like out dancing with someone or whatever, you know, I don't want the lyrics like, I'm a child. Won't you raise me? You know, just in general, won't you raise me? That creeps me out.
And to be honest, I didn't really think of that. Until
to me, that's
you
like
you said something. It's kind of like that one.
I'm such a lyrics person that mm-hmm. I pick up on that all the time. So I'm just like,
I don't think I would have picked that up.
To me, that's a mood killer. It's just like, oh, awkward.
See, I think most people on the dance floor are just going to
just
go
dance
to the beat.
And just listen to
I'm
the beat.
I'm not
exactly.
even yeah. even at.
It's going to be when you're listening at home when you might catch all the lyrics.
No,
stuff.
Even at Wichita. And,
oh yeah.
At the con, at the dance. You know, I was overall having a great time, you know, and mm-hmm. I was to a certain point putting the music to the back of my head, but I always had one ear actually on the music. Maybe that's just a me
that's
thing,
cool, though.
Maybe,
that's
all
right.
That's cool.
Yeah, I just, I don't know if it's, I mean, because I've also had, I'm also more into music than, you know, maybe an average listener would be. Mm-hmm. So maybe I just true. Naturally listen to it or something.
It's just your natural process.
Just look yeah. at the things you pick at it, which is cool.
I do. Dear God, do I pick at it.
But I think for libraries, what do you think?
Yeah, I think it would...
Big ones, probably yes.
Big ones, yes. I think we can skip that for every music.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
But small libraries, I would say no to. Because okay. even your... I think even for small towns, I think even your pop fans mm-hmm. might well, have a hard time know. Getting into mm-hmm. it. Because it's not your bubblegum pop.
True. I can see
it's
that.
It's a more alternative pop. You know, it's not like super alternative or anything, but it's got a different vibe to right. it.
Yeah, like I was saying, it has a feel to like 80s. So like,
yeah,
so there's just going to be a select number of people who like it. I liked it, you know, but mm-hmm. I, like they're saying small libraries just depends on your, I guess, like the scene or wherever you guys live. Right. Cause,
what about medium size?
What is a medium size?
Say between starting at, let's say,
do you consider Garden?
I want to say 20,000 and higher.
Is Garden a medium size?
Yeah.
Okay, then yes, I would put it in the medium. I would put it in most medium sized libraries.
Yeah, okay. Most, because like we were saying, yeah, it just depends where you live and the scene around the town.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think college towns would be better than regular towns?
Yeah, and I guess you could. I think it would work better because you could ask mm-hmm. the college radio to play it,
mm-hmm. and see if they get a big response.
And because I think that is where you're going to hear more of your more music that you don't hear every day.
Oh, for sure.
On your college radio,
right? Okay, I can live with that.
Yeah, yeah, and I mean, heck, don't take me. You know, don't take me for for the gospel because I'm not even in college, but.
Well, the medium size.
Just
they
in general.
They can always go to iTunes and sample.
Yeah.
Yeah, for
and
sure.
See if you think it would fit within there. But I agree with college towns and large. Medium size, I'd say listen to it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And see. Anything else tonight?
No, I'm good.
That's pretty much it.
Okay, that's going to do it for us. We're having fun here. Hope everybody's having fun out there. And Carla, we appreciate it again and apologize for getting this done so late. But thank you very much for sending us Nightclub's EP, Black Leather Heart. We're going to be leaving out with Not in Love. That's one of the slower songs we mentioned. Everybody, we'll see you on the flip side.
Bye.
Bye. One.
Thank you for listening to Comic Pop Library. We welcome your comments and suggestions by emailing us at admin@comicpoplibrary.com. All emails submitted become the property of Comic Pop Library and are subject for use in our show. We would also appreciate it if you would spread the word about Comic Pop Library by posting about us on Twitter, Facebook, or just tell someone about us. This podcast is not endorsed by any publisher, distributor, or studio, and it is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. The views and comments of the show hosts are their own and are not reflective in any business, entity, or organization associated with ComicPopLibrary.com.